Thank you, Chris. Now there's time for a couple of more news items.
The first five Syrian refugee families will arrive in Norwich next month, with the county pulling together to welcome them to their new life. Norfolk County Council voted in July last year to accept 50 vulnerable Syrian refugees through the government's resettlement scheme, which set a target to offer sanctuary to 20,000 people fleeing civil war over 5 years. The vote was taken following a wrangle over the cost of providing support to the refugees, with Westminster only willing to pay £1 million towards resettlement costs, leaving a £400,000 shortfall. However, district councils plugged part of the gap by agreeing to make a contribution towards the costs of housing the refugees in Norwich and Broadland. The council says extensive work's been carried out with district councils, health authorities, schools and voluntary groups to ensure everything's in place to welcome the families, all of which have young children, to the county. Council leaders said they'd also been inundated with offers of help and support from people in Norfolk, plus faith and voluntary groups, all of which will help give the families the start they need in a welcoming environment. Cliff Jordan, leader of Norfolk County Council, said, "Norfolk has a long tradition of extending the hand of friendship to those in need, and I'm so proud to see that this has held true in the case of welcoming Syrian refugees to the county. We've seen an absolutely incredible response from the community, who've given so much in both time, money and donations to this appeal, and we look forward to welcoming these families to their new homes in the near future."
Norwich-based painter Will Teitha has been named as a finalist for the prestigious London Contemporary Art Prize. He is one of 20 finalists from more than 800 applicants for the prize, which aimed to help establish rising talents within the capital's art scene. Mr. Teitha, who is the artist in residence for the Norwich Arts Centre and has a studio at Muspaw Workshop in Norwich, said, "I am thrilled to be a finalist. I have worked hard to develop my painting practice over the last 10 years, and it seems to be slowly paying off. I am genuinely surprised to be down to the last 20 artists. The winner will be announced following an exhibition of finalists at the Store Street Gallery in Bloomsbury. The winner receives a cash prize and a one-person exhibition with representation by the gallery. Mr. Teitha, 36, has taken part in more than 100 gallery exhibitions internationally and received a scholarship to spend a month in the New York arts community in 2012. He has recently been creating innovative paintings on spheres, and it is these that caught the attention of the judges."
And that's all for this week's edition of Chatterbox. Remember, we're always delighted to hear from listeners with your views and news. And you can leave a message on our answer phone on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. Or you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And you can find our website at www.cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Do remember to return your Chatterbox recording to us. Put it in the wallet, pop that in the post, preferably by next Tuesday. And don't forget to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's edition of Chatterbox. We are grateful for the contributions of our sound recorders, Peter Murch, and our editor, David Potten. All the items this week were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for everything that has been recorded. Until next week, it's goodbye from the Chatterbox team and from me, Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.